What I'm looking at is the profile of a young man. His straight nose and his strong jawline show classical good looks and strength, and he's looking keenly into the distance, the tilt of the head commanding and suggestive of vigorous forward movement. We've got no way of knowing whether this is an accurate likeness of Alexander, but it must be him, because, as well as human hair, this man has ram's horns. It's the horn symbol, well known throughout the ancient world, that leaves the viewer in no doubt that we're looking at an image of Alexander the Great. The horns are associated with the god Zeus Ammon, a hybrid of the two leading Greek and Egyptian gods, Zeus and Ammon. So this small coin is making two big statements. It asserts Alexander's dominion over both Greeks and Egyptians, and it suggests that in some sense he is both man and god. Alexander the Man was the son of Philip II of Macedon, a small kingdom a few hundred miles north of Athens. Philip expected great things of his son, and he employed the great philosopher Aristotle as Alexander's tutor. Alexander came to the throne in 336 BC at the age of 20, with an almost limitless sense of self-belief. His goal was to reach the ends of the world and the great outer sea. And to do this, he embarked on a series of wars, crushing rebellions by Athens and the other Greek cities, and then turning east to confront the long-standing enemy of the Greeks, Persia. Persia was at that point the greatest empire on earth, sprawling from Egypt across the Middle East and Central Asia to India and almost to China.